You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Whether it's through recycling, reduction, or reuse, San Francisco has a plan to stop sending any garbage to landfills by the end of the decade.
The goal ultimately is zero waste by 2020, and we think that's an achievable goal.
That was former San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom promoting the goal of zero waste back in 2009. It's an official resolution passed back in the Willie Brown administration. Now in 2015, Mayor Ed Lee claims the city has reached 80% of that goal. Some critics don't believe him. Either way, it's going to take a lot to finish the job and actually waste nothing. KELW's Adam Teitelbaum has that story.
Every morning in San Francisco's neighborhoods, you can hear Recology's big white trucks drive slowly down city streets, stopping at every house along the way. They're picking up the contents of those multicolored trash bins, blue bins for recycling, green bins for composting, and black bins for landfill. The blue bin contents, paper, bottles, cans, and plastics, 600 tons of it go every day to Recycle Central at Pier 96, where it gets sorted by Recology personnel. The green bins provide another 600 tons per day. Those compostables go to the Organics Annex across from Candlestick Park, where yard waste and food scraps are sorted, then trucked to the city's composting facilities. The material in the black bins, well, that goes to the landfill. And as we approach the goal of zero waste by 2020, it's the contents of those black bins that will have to shrink dramatically. Alexa Kelty works at the San Francisco Department of the Environment. She says that what we need to shrink right now are clothes.
So a lot of our nonprofit reuse centers like Goodwill and Salvation Army are overwhelmed and they can't take everything. They're basically maxed out. There's only so much that you can resell here within San Francisco.
And that's just the rewearable stuff. She says 4,500 pounds of textiles, including clothes and shoes, are thrown away in San Francisco every hour.
So that's why we're expanding the initiative to take a wider range of materials.
Including threadbare clothes that were once headed for the landfill. They can now be dropped off at some San Francisco retailers.
Customers, they can come into our store and they can recycle any of their old clothes instead of throwing them in their garbage.
Alicia Brown is a manager at the American Eagle store in downtown San Francisco's Westfield Mall. The store gives a 15% discount to customers who drop off clothes for recycling.
The recycling bin is located next to our cash register, and all you have to do is place your recycled clothes into the bin and then just let a sales associate know that you recycled your clothes so that you're able to get your 15% off.
Our goal around the world is to collect clothing, shoes, and other textiles to never hit our landfill and have an endless use.
Jennifer Gilbert is the chief marketing officer of ICO, an international clothing recycler partnering with the city and retailers. When their collection bins are full, all items are sorted and graded in Fresno and Los Angeles. The wearable items are then resold. The really beat-down rags are repurposed as furniture padding and soundproofing materials.
Our goal is closed loop. Our goal is to be able to spin that and create new clothing. That is really the cradle-to-cradle philosophy, not cradle-to-grave.
So fabric is one of the big fronts in San Francisco's Zero Waste Initiative. Another is food. Robert Reed is Recology's PR manager.
And in San Francisco, we're collecting 600 tons a day of food scraps and plants. That's a tremendous amount.
San Francisco generates compost from that waste, selling some to vineyards and giving some to residents. But about 10% of what we put in the green bins actually ends up in the landfill. Larger pieces of organic material that don't fit through Recology's processing screens are spread over the landfill as something called alternative daily cover. While some environmental groups don't think this should be considered diverted, it is legally. And Recology's Reed says,
it's the most advanced compost collection program in North America.
But in some ways, that's too much. In the U.S., about 40% of our edible food is wasted. And Alexa Kelty of SF Environment says it's the single largest category of unreclaimed waste in San Francisco.
So we need to basically educate people that we shouldn't be sending edible food to the landfill and redistribute it through the many outlets we have in San Francisco. There's over 100 food pantries that could be receiving this stuff.
Thank you.
You know what kind of food it is? normally.
You want a peek?
Nancy Kusari from Food Runners has just picked up some really catered food from a tech company by the baseball stadium.
They'll be like roasted. I know that they'll be. One time it was Mexican food because some of it spilled in my car. Whole thing's a guacamole.
Where are we going to drop off today?
We're going to 5th and Bryant, which is St. Vincent de Paul.
Okay.
There's 8 trays of veggies, salad, and grilled chicken, and the charity is happy to take it.
Do you cook here?
Yeah, I cook. I cook.
So do you get a lot of food from Food Runners every day?
Yeah, you have the food, yeah. Every day, okay. Donation, Sunday, Monday, Friday, every day.
Food Runners' 250 volunteers in San Francisco collect prepared foods, fruits, and vegetables from farmers markets, restaurants, caterers, and supermarkets. They deliver to shelters and soup kitchens, as well as public schools and neighborhood rec centers. Director Mary Risley says they can do more and wants the city to provide incentives.
The Recology people now are currently giving credit for composting rather than garbaging. So you get a credit off your garbage bill. I think they should be giving credit for donating. Keeping food out of compost and donating it to feed hungry people is way more and better than turning it into dirt.
San Francisco is still hoping to stop contributing to its landfills by 2020. As it gets closer to the deadline, however, the climb becomes steeper, and it will require more outside-of-the-bin thinking to get there. In San Francisco, I'm Adam Teitelbaum for CrossCurrents.